Shostakovich, known for many dramatic works composed in the shadow of Stalin, showed a different side in his second piano concerto. It's not frequently performed, but as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, humor and family ties may have disguised its greatness.
Shostakovich wrote his second piano concerto for his teenage son, Maxim, who premiered it at his graduation from Moscow Conservatory in May of 1957.
It has a bit of this reputation that this is a youth concerto.
Russian pianist Kirill Gerstein says, in fact, it's quite challenging.
The first movement is very compact in terms of length and form, but really contains everything within a rather short span. And the second movement is so particularly beautiful.
Shostakovich also used humor.
The third movement makes fun also of this educational piano exercises that Shostakovich's son obviously had to practice as a new pianist at some point encounters. There is intensity and there is drama in this somewhat miniaturized package as compared to some of the symphonies. So it's a very rich piece.
The composer himself played and recorded the concerto. The Philadelphia Orchestra first performed the work in 1982 at a Mann Music Center concert, with Maxim Shostakovich conducting and his son, Dmitri, as soloist.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.